الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 25 questions regarding صدقة answered by the Amir of Ahl Sunnah Supplication of the successor of Attar O Lord of Mustafa Whosoever reads or listens to the 17-page booklet, 25 questions regarding sadaqah answered by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, grant him blessings in his lawful sustenance and the ability to give sadaqah in your way. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, There will be no shade besides the arsh of Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment, and there will be three types of people in the shade of the arsh. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who are those people? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, Number one, the one who removes a worry from a member of my ummah. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who sends salats upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Question, what is the standard for the acceptance of sadaqah? Answer, when a deed is done with sincerity, then there is great hope that it will be accepted with the mercy of Allah Almighty. If sincerity is absent, it is rejected. It has no acceptance. For example, if somebody gave money ostentatiously, there is no hope of reward for him. Unfortunately, the situation is such now that people generally give money only to show off in front of people. And if people do not see, they will inform them, I have done such and such and given this much. If someone informs another person with the intention of encouraging them to donate, this is a good intention and one will be rewarded for this too. However, to tell someone so that they call you generous or courageous is ostentation and there is no hope of reward in this. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ Indeed, actions are based on their intentions. One can hope for reward in even the smallest action which is done to please Allah Almighty and does not include any other. There are many other definitions of sincerity too. Nevertheless, if any action of ours involves others as well, but for the sake of Allah Almighty, then this is fine. For example, if we help someone to bring him joy and be rewarded for this, then this is also something that is done for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Although this includes the pleasure of a person, the true purpose of pleasing that person is to please Allah Almighty. So it is considered a form of worship. Question, if a person's lifespan is predetermined, how will giving sadaqah cause his age to increase? Answer, it is within the knowledge of Allah Almighty that a person will die at such and such age. If there is to be an increase in his lifespan, then such means will come about that will cause his lifespan to increase. This is all within Allah's power. However, it being in the knowledge of Allah Almighty or according to His will does not mean that a person leaves everything and does nothing. If you fall sick, then do not seek treatment and think that if you are to regain your health, you will regain it, for it is Allah Almighty who grants cure. So what is the point of taking medicine? It is obvious that nobody will stop consuming medicine after hearing this. They will all continue to take it. The books do mention accounts of a certain group of those who rely upon Allah Almighty, who do not seek treatment and place their trust solely in Allah Almighty. It is possible that such people exist today, but they will be few and far between. In any case, the blessings of various actions have been cited in the narrations. Some deeds increase one's lifespan and others lead to expansion in sustenance. Hence, it is mentioned on page 560 in volume 3 of Bahari Shariat. It is stated in a hadith that maintaining ties of kinship, i.e. being good towards family members, leads to an increase in lifespan and expansion in sustenance. Some scholars have taken the apparent meaning of the hadith, meaning this is in reference to qada mu'allak, i.e. destiny, which is pending on something, as qada mubram is a decree which cannot be changed. Other scholars opine that an increase in lifespan means that its reward will be recorded after death too, as though he is still alive, or it means that he will still be mentioned amongst the people with good after his death. Question: what is the difference between sadaqah and khairat? Answer: sadaqah is an Arabic word, and giving sadaqah is known as khairat in Urdu. In Arabic, khairat is the plural of khair, which means goodness. In Urdu, khairat refers to financial assistance, such as giving money to a poor person. Zakat is also called khairat from an Urdu standpoint. Question: what is sadaqah? Answer: many people think that sadaqah is to rub one's hand over a black goat or black rooster, or to move something around the head 7 times and then give it away. To give something in this manner is considered sadaqah, as well as being a remedy. In reality, anything that is given in the way of Allah Almighty to gain His pleasure, like helping a poor person or making a donation, is known as sadaqah. Question: some people take some meat or a live rooster, move it over themselves, and then throw it in the jungle. Then they say, "Do not turn to look back." Is this valid? Answer: there are many forms of sadaqah. Fard sadaqah, such as zakat, sadaqah wajibah, such as sadaqat al-fitr, nafal sadaqah, like giving money to a poor person with the intention of gaining reward, which is known as khairat in Urdu. Besides this, there are other forms of sadaqah, such as giving sadaqah for a life. If one is to give sadaqah for a life, it is mentioned in Al-Fatawa al-Razawiyya that in exchange for a life, sadaqah for a life should be given such that a halal animal is sacrificed and given in charity. Therefore, when giving sadaqah for a life, it is best to give a goat or a hen after sacrificing it, and there is no harm in giving it alive too. Similarly, money, clothes, grains, and other items can be given as sadaqah. The forms of sadaqah that have been mentioned in the question are innovations of false spiritual practitioners. One should avoid them. To throw away a live rooster, or to bury the head or trotters of a goat at the intersection of a graveyard is to waste one's money, and sadaqah, which involves the wastage of money, is haram. Thus remains the matter of not looking back. It appears to me that fake spiritual practitioners say such things to leave an impression on people. Throw the chicken and do not look back. It is also possible that the person tells them to release the rooster or goat in a place where his own people are already waiting, so they can take it as soon as it is left. Therefore, it is possible He says this out of fear that the one throwing the animal will see something that will expose him. Hence, he scares the one carrying out the sadaqah, saying, "Do not look back. And if something happens to you when you look back, then do not blame me." In some cases, the words "do not look back" are used as an idiom, just like when it is said, "Give in the way of Allah Almighty and do not look back." The meaning of this is that after giving in the way of Allah Almighty, do not desire that it is returned to you or wish to take it back. Anyhow, I am not familiar with the wisdom of these pseudo-spiritual practitioners who say such things. The things I have mentioned regarding this are simply amusement. Question: can we use sadaqah money that is in the home? Answer: if one had money in the home with the intention of giving it as sadaqah nafila by spending in the way of Allah Almighty or for the niyaz of the crown of the saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, then he is the owner of that money, and it is better for him to use that money for the righteous purpose that he has allocated it for. However, if he utilizes that money for personal use, there is no harm. At this point, Mufti Hassan mentioned regarding the donation boxes that are placed in homes today, if it contains only a person's own money, then whether it is sadaqah nafila or sadaqah wajiba, as long as the sadaqah has not been given yet, there is no harm in using that money. Question: if halal and haram earnings are mixed and then given as sadaqah, will it be accepted? Answer: halal is halal and haram is haram. Allah Almighty is pure and He only accepts that which is pure. Haram income will either be stolen from someone or a bribe, so it must be returned to the person from whom it was taken. If the person from whom it was taken has died, it is necessary to give it to his inheritors. If none of his inheritors can be found, or if the person it was taken from has gone missing, or one does not know who they took it from, it is necessary to give it away as sadaqah. Likewise, if one took interest from a person, he should give it to a person deemed poor by the Sharia, as interest is definitively haram. However, in this case, it is not necessary to return it to the person it was taken from, rather, it is preferred. When giving sadaqah from haram earnings, one cannot make an intention for reward. Remember, when giving sadaqah from haram earnings, one cannot make an intention to receive reward. Nevertheless, the one who acted upon the ruling of the Sharia, i.e. the Sharia commanded that the haram money be returned or given to a poor person, there is hope of being rewarded due to acting upon this command. However, he cannot make an intention of being rewarded for the money that he gives. Some people spend usurious income on making a washroom without making an intention of reward. This is also impermissible. Question: how should sadaqah be given to remove illness? Answer: Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi writes that it is better to sacrifice an animal, like a goat or rooster, when giving sadaqah for a life. Hence, it is stated in Al-Fatawa Al-Radhaviyya, giving food or something sweet to the poor is a form of sadaqah, and feeding it to relatives is to be good towards family, and giving it to friends is hospitality. All three of these matters cause mercy to descend and calamities to be averted. He continues, this is the same as sacrificing a goat and feeding it to them. However, it is established from experience that giving a life as sadaqah is more effective, i.e. it is more beneficial to sacrifice a goat and feed it to them, and calamities are quickly averted in this way. However, it is not necessary for the sick person to carry out the sacrifice himself. The one who is given the animal can be told to sacrifice it. Question: can money be placed in Dawat-e-Islami's donation boxes with the intention of Gyarvi? Answer: Yes, one can place money for Gyarvi, i.e., for the purpose of transmitting reward to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al Jilani Rahmatullahi Alayh. In fact, if you place money inside them with this intention, then your reward will increase. However, zakat cannot be placed inside them. Question: Are there virtues in planting trees? Answer: Yes, of course. The virtues of planting trees have been mentioned in ahadith. Three of them are mentioned below. Number one, any Muslim who plants a tree or sows seeds and then a bird, human or quadruped eats from it, it will count as sadaqah for him. Number two, whosoever plants a tree and remains patient in protecting and looking after it until it bears fruit, then with Allah Almighty, there is a sadaqah for him for everything which eats from its fruit. Number three, the one who built a house without committing any injustice or infringement, or planted a tree without committing any injustice or infringement, then there is continual reward for him for as long as something from the creation of Allah Almighty takes benefit from it. Question: What are the virtues of building a masjid? Answer: Building a masjid is a form of continuous sadaqah. The one who builds a masjid will be given a grand mansion in paradise. The reward that is granted to the one who constructs a masjid is beyond imagination, for it remains a masjid till the day of judgment. So the one who builds it will receive reward until the day of judgment. Therefore, those who have the financial ability should build at least one masjid in their lifetime, which will become continuous sadaqah for them. It is not necessary for a person to spend hundreds of thousands on building a masjid in order to adorn and beautify it. Rather, a simple masjid can be built for a relatively small amount of money. The price of land is cheap in some areas and expensive in others. So a person can buy land in accordance to his capability and build a masjid there. A masjid should be built in an area where people reside. It is not permissible to build a masjid in a jungle or in the wilderness. If a person built a masjid in a jungle or in a wild place, it will not be considered a masjid even if one has the intention for this. Also, the money that is spent on it will be wasted, and due to there being no people there, it can end up as a refuge for animals. However, if a masjid was built in an area where there were people living at the time, but that area became deserted later, that place will remain a masjid. Because when an area has been designated as a masjid, it remains a masjid till the day of judgment. Question: It is better to give sadaqah in secret, but it is sometimes said in large gatherings that you should make an intention or make an announcement. What should be done in this situation? Answer: There are different ways of giving sadaqah. Sometimes it is better to give it in secret, and at other times it is preferred to give it in public. Innamal a'malu binniyat. Actions are based on their intentions. Giving sadaqah in private has its virtues, as giving in secret extinguishes the wrath of Allah Almighty. Likewise, giving in public has its own virtues. For example, if a person gives sadaqah in front of others so that they are also encouraged and motivated to donate, then it is clear that this is a rewardable action. However, if a person gives so that people call him generous or courageous, this is wrong because the one who carries out an act of worship so that people honor him is engaging in ostentation and is worthy of hell. Each person should ponder over their intention as to why they are giving charity publicly. Remember, when giving sadaqah, it is neither necessary to give a black goat that does not have even a single white hair, nor is there any need to give a black hen that has been rotated around a person's head. Rather, anything which is given in the way of Allah Almighty is sadaqah. Question: is it correct to say giving sadaqah is like giving a loan to Allah Almighty? Answer: the Mufti sitting next to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, answered, it is stated in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa aqridu Allah qardan hasana. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and lend a good loan to Allah. The explanation of this verse is to give in the way of Allah Almighty, and this falls under a loan. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, said, it is from the grace of Allah Almighty that He is the one who gives, and then it is He who promises a reward and paradise for spending in His way. When we give something to someone, we have many things in mind. However, look at the greatness of Allah Almighty. He grants us so much out of His generosity. Question: can birds be fed the meat of sadaqah? Answer: some people feed meat liberally to eagles and crows with the intention of sadaqah. This is the way of non-Muslims. Question: what is qarz-i hasana? Answer: amongst the public, it is widespread that qarz-i hasana is that which is given and then forgotten about. Meaning, if the debtor wishes to repay, he can. And if he does not want to repay, he does not have to. This is the definition of lay people. In reality, qarz-i hasana refers to every loan which is given to a Muslim with the intention of looking out for him. And it does not involve any usury. At this juncture, the Mufti taking part in the Madani Muzakara said, one explanation of qarz-i hasana is that it refers to sadaqah nafila as opposed to sadaqah wajiba. For example, giving sadaqah nafila, spending on your family and your dependents, etc. According to some scholars, any money that is given in the way of Allah Almighty is known as qarz-i hasana. Question: if one person gives financial assistance to someone else, and nobody else besides them is aware of this, will this be considered giving in secret, or will it only be called giving in secret when the recipient is unaware of the giver, such as giving money to a blind individual? Answer: this is definitely an issue as to what the definition of secret is, and what is considered secret when donating. The carnal self will likely not agree with nobody finding out, so we usually end up telling someone. For example, a person will say, I must place the amount in the hands of Ilyas, and in this way I will know he gave £2,000. We might say to someone, do not tell anyone else that I have given such and such amount. Let us say that I have been gifted £1,000. So I give them to a close friend and tell him to give them to Fizane Madina without mentioning my name. Even in this case, it will still not remain hidden from the one I am giving it to. If a person says to someone, place this money in the donation box of Fizane Madina or towards Madani Qafilas, and does not tell him who gave the money, he will assume it to be a donation collected from someone else. So it can be given in secret using wisdom like this. Likewise, one can discreetly put the money in the donation box themselves. The Mufti sitting next to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, commented, donating secretly has been mentioned in the hadith concerning receiving a place in the shade of the Arsh. It is to the effect that one gives with the right hand in such a way that the left hand does not know what he has given. The meaning of secretly is normally that no other person be aware of it. However, if such a need presents itself to mention and there is no other option, for example, the money has to be delivered to such a person that that he cannot deliver it to himself, he should give it to such a person that can hand it over. He should also inform him that the end recipient should not find out who gave it. It is hoped that this too will fall within secret charity. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barqatul Aliya, stated, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are based on their intentions. It is obvious that if he stands up and announces that he is giving £1,000 and his intention is not to show off, then this is also permissible, even though it is not considered secret. There is still hope of receiving reward. If he is making an announcement because he is an individual by whom others will be motivated to give in the way of Allah Almighty, and he has no intention of showing off, there is no sin in this either. In fact, there is hope of reward. Question: just as the states of sincerity vary from person to person, do these states vary in terms of keeping sadaqah hidden, such as the donator adopting the stratagem of just handing this amount to a person, taking it back from him, and then giving it out as sadaqah, saying, somebody gave me this money. Likewise, if for instance the person he wishes to give to is offering prayer, so he places the money by his shoes, by his feet, or leaving it discreetly at his house, just as our pious predecessors, rahmahumullah ta'ala, would do similar things. Answer: accounts like this regarding the pious predecessors are mentioned in the books. But if this manner is adopted today, the owner of the shoes will become concerned. Similarly, if you leave it in his home, as he has guests, he will think that it belongs to the guests and consider it lost property. That which has been written about the pious predecessors in terms of them leaving things in homes, then it is possible they would leave a note there too. Also, sadaqah can be given to a person who is unable to see. If a person wishes to donate in Fizan-e Madina, he can place the money in one of the donation boxes present here. It is apparent that if he discreetly places a certain amount in the box, then how will anyone know whether he has put in a small amount or a large amount? Like this, one can secretly give whatever they want. However, this is not generally the case. The amount is usually given to someone else, so at least they are aware that he gave something. Unfortunately, ostentation and showing off is so prevalent that until each and every person is aware of it, we do not feel satisfied. May Allah Almighty grant us sincerity. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Question: to whom should sadaqah nafila be given? Answer: it can be given to a poor family member. If you wish to give to a Sayyid, you can do that too, as they can be given sadaqah nafila. When giving sadaqah to someone, it is not necessary to tell them that it is charity, as they might not like this. If you prefer, you may also place the sadaqah nafila in Dawat-e-Islami's sadaqah box or Langar-e-Razaviya box. We remain in need of this throughout the year, and particularly in Ramadan, when millions of rupees are spent for suhoor and iftar. Keep in mind that zakat should not be placed in the boxes for sadaqah or langar-e-razaviya. Otherwise, your zakat money will go to waste. Give sadaqah nafila from your halal and pure earnings. Giving in the way of Allah Almighty leads to more, not less. If you want, you can allocate 1% of your income for sadaqah nafila, and if Allah Almighty has given you the means, you can increase this. The more honey you put in, the sweeter it will be. Islamic sisters should also allocate a portion of their allowance for sadaqah nafila. A sadaqah box can be placed in the home for this purpose. Question: is it right to give sadaqah and then inform people about it? Answer: the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, would give sadaqah in secret so that nobody was aware of it. In fact, even the one who was being given the sadaqah would not even know who the giver was. After the passing of Imam Zain al-Abidin radiyallahu anhu, it was revealed that he took on the responsibility of covering the expenses of certain households and would have food delivered to them. Also, those people themselves did not know that it was he who was displaying such generosity towards them. Similarly, there are accounts mentioned in Ihya al-Ulum of other saints who would secretly give zakat and other charity to the poor and have it delivered to their homes. The situation today is that we do few good deeds, but we publicize them widely. It might be a small good deed, but we mention it as though it is something major. In fact, there are even some people who do not do any good deeds, but still show off as though they have. Question: can the meat of those goats and other animals that are sacrificed in homes today as sadaqah be used in the home, or must they be given to a poor person? Answer: these are generally given as a form of sadaqah nafila for a sick child. It is something good and rewardable. If its meat is distributed amongst the poor, it is good. But if one gives it to well-off people or eats it himself, it is not a sin. Sadaqah usually refers to that which is given to the poor. However, if it is sadaqah wajiba, it can only be given to the poor. Question: is there reward for delivering sadaqah to a needy person? Answer: yes. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, indeed Allah Almighty will grant three people entry into paradise for a morsel of bread or a handful of dates or something similar that a needy person benefits by. Number one, the head of the home who requests the sadaqah to be given. Number two, the wife who prepares it. Number three, and the servant who delivers this sadaqah to the needy person. All praise belongs to Allah Almighty, the one who does not deprive those who serve us. It is mentioned in another hadith, even if sadaqah passes through 70,000 hands, the last person's reward will be like the reward of the one who first gave the sadaqah. Question: can clothes and dishes be given as charity on behalf of parents and other deceased loved ones? Answer: clothes and dishes can be given as charity. However, giving these particular items as charity should not be considered farz or wajib. Question: can a father give sadaqah to his children? Answer: a father cannot give zakat or sadaqat al-fitr to his children. However, he can give them a gift. Question: instead of sacrificing an animal on behalf of my child, i.e. aqiqah, can I give the value of the animal to a relief organization? Answer: if an allowance was made for this, then people will say give an animal or its value to a poor person in place of qurbani. Instead of performing hajj, give the money to someone. Then do not build mosques and give the money to the poor, and so on. This will not happen. We must stick to the ways that the Sharia has stipulated. A goat costs around 10,000 to 15,000 rupees today. It will not benefit the poor much. You should sell the ornaments and furniture in your house and give the money to the poor. If you have 10 rooms in your house, work out the cost for one room and donate the amount to the needy. In any case, if you wish to sacrifice an animal for aqiqah, it must meet the same criteria as a qurbani animal. Only then will this recommended action be fulfilled. Aqiqah is mustahab, so there is no sin if a person does not carry it out. Question: can sadaqah be given on behalf of deceased individuals? Answer: yes. Sadaqah can be given on behalf of the deceased, and this will be a means of transmitting reward to their souls. For example, giving sadaqah on behalf of your father or grandfather or helping the poor and gifting the reward to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, or to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani radiyallahu anhu, transmitting reward like this is permissible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.